Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The candidates in the 6th Congressional District on the North Shore in Massachusetts have had their first face-off. The Democratic incumbent, John Tierney, and Republican candidate Richard Tesei debated in Lynn yesterday. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The debate was contentious nearly from the start. John Tierney's campaign had asked the organizers, Commonwealth Magazine and moderator Bruce Maul, not to allow direct questions between the candidates. But early and often, Tierney then proceeded to address Richard Tesei directly. For instance, when Tesei, a former state representative and state senator, talked about his ability to work with Democrats on Beacon Hill.
It's very easy. I mean, I've been in the state house. I've seen the way it works. You know, it's very easy to sit down with somebody and work these problems out. But you have to have, again, you have to be willing to put America first, and not enough people are doing that.
Bruce, allow me to interject. I mean, my opponent, Mr. Tesei, was the leader of the Senate Republicans. He voted with Republicans 100% of the time. It's comical to listen to you start making that basis.
Tesei responded with humor.
Yeah, I was the leader, so I voted with myself 100% of the time. I guess that makes sense.
Tierney interrupted again after Tesei made a point about curbing the rising cost of college.
I do think maybe tying federal aid to whether or not a university is, you know, has a huge inflation rate makes a lot of sense.
Next question from Donna to...
You know, I'm going to just ask you to intercede here for a second. You know, the state colleges are losing money from state to state as time goes on. Governor Patrick has changed the dynamic on that, has actually started making more contributions to change that. But during the time that my opponent, Richard Tesei, was in the state house, for all the time since he was in college to almost presently, Massachusetts has been 47th in contribution on that. So
the two sat on either side of a third candidate, Libertarian Daniel Fishman. At one point, he was asked how he would create jobs.
The first thing I would do when I get to Congress is to propose a thing I'm calling the first three are free. It's a libertarian idea. It says that the first three employees for any business, the employer does not have to do anything for them except for write them a check. They're responsible as contractors to handle their own wages. If you can even get 1/6 of those businesses, 3 million people, to hire one employee, that's 1% of the population of the United States.
No one brought up the issue that has dominated the race, Tierney's denial that he knew anything about proceeds from illegal gambling that found their way into a bank account his wife Patrice was handling for a brother. Tierney's wife pleaded guilty to willful blindness about the funds. After the debate, Tesei was asked why he did not bring up the gambling money.
It wasn't asked, and the fact that the format was changed so it couldn't come up, I wasn't about to bring it up myself.
Tesei suggested that Tierney return the money. Here was Tierney's response.
Patrice received a gift from her relatives, and I think that we made that very clear, and that's it. You know, there's never been any allegation against her for improperly taking money or whatever, or her taxes. It was about her brother's business, actually, on that.
A WBUR poll conducted this month found Tierney leading by 7 points. But Tesei has been outraising Tierney, and he's been doing it through individual contributions from people who live in Massachusetts. Tierney's troubles and the groundswell of support for Tesei have made the National Republican Party see Tesei as their best chance to elect a Republican from Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.